for that, I swear. I swear, Philip, I will get you back for that one. Once again, it's time for us here, live, with a bit of what? Oh no, my script's got all mental on me! Don't do this! What's coming? Alright. Right, well, we're here live. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I'm Dick Chafing, and it's not just because I'm sitting funny, it's because my parents thought it would be funny.
And I am Philip Oliver Holtz. I had my name changed legally during my porn star years. And these are tonight's headlines.
NAFGAF causes GN laugh.
Giant rat rumors clog up Universal Cartographics.
Dastardly Don up to his old tricks again.
We're confused as to where the Thargoids are going, but we know a man who isn't. Atrus 5060.
Lou will be bragging about his latest conquest in Bookwise.
And Norma's golden goals are exposed for everyone. President Hudson of the Federation caused a bit of a stir this week at the United Planets conference hosted on the planet Earth. Only 12 months after he pledged that the Federation would no longer be treated as a laughingstock by the rest of the galaxy, he declared that since his inauguration, he had brought them some of the greatest achievements ever seen by man. This is included in his single-handed total defeat of the Thargoids, a cure for the debilitating Mod's disease brought about by his invention of the hot mug, and of course his innovative healthcare reforms, which removed medical assistance from anyone who had not served in the Federal Navy. This self-aggrandizing proclamation may have been the cause of an outbreak of tittering laughter and general hilarity in the conference chamber, though. Of course, it may have been his arrival on a stage in a naughty car wearing crayon shoes and squirting the conference chair in the face with his lapel flower. With the rumors in the media about a potential election for the president in the near future, one of the other candidates was on record suggesting that the local village had sent a message asking for their idiot back. The president responded with a rather cryptic line, "Who's more the fool, or the fool, or the fool that fool, or the fool that fooled that fool that fooled the fool, or the fool after that, or the fool that followed him?" Before striking a number of biggiest martial poses with an imaginary laser sword.
Galactic police forces have issued an APB and a big bounty for information leading to the capture of the individual or individuals responsible for the largest graffiti tagging attack Universal Cartographics has ever seen. Cartographers were astonished when logging on to monitor pilot position and precise planetary placement found that instead of the usual location information, their screens were filled by a giant, stylized picture of a rat. What was originally thought to be the work of hackers turned out instead to be a collaborative work of graffiti by persons unknown. Totally ignoring the signature drawn with a giant asp, which appears to read, "Fuel Rats was here," the police are instead investigating commanders that have a history of drawing giant willies on planet surfaces using their scarab, and those spelling out naughty words in front of stars using their own ship hulls and those of their friends. We can eliminate Commander Deadmeat GF, as despite being the culprit behind the regular daubing of all of our regular radio scripts with the word boobies, we know he has the artistic skills of a primary school student attempting to draw his first horse and ending up with both eyes on one side of its face. Inside sources have told us they are hunting one Commander Flossie, who is rumored to be a naughty Hutton trucker, as well as one of the foul-mouthed cast of the Barnard Star Dockers podcast, and of course, a part-time fuel rat, just in case she even has an inkling of an idea as to who it was what done it. There was a minor mix-up when Universal Cartographic supplied for as many scrubbers as they could get their hands on, and instead of greeting a galactic cleanup crew, they were met by the entire cast of the popular Alliance TV show, The Only Way is Lave.
Hutton's administration have this week launched an initiative to locate this radio station's investigative reporter, Muckquaker, and bio-waste shoveler, Commander Vantillon. He was last seen in the company of a number of Hutton truckers, but there are strong rumours that the Dastardly Don has captured him and is holding him hostage at the recently liberated Velo Keep to ensure the swift return of his hereditary family home in the Wolf 359 system. We are yet to hear the exact list of Don's demands or what terrifying and terrible torture he is taking the time to test on our team member. If you remember, the last time he rendered a member, he threatened to dismember that member and post him back to Alpha Centauri in small boxes.
Evening, truckers! Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel on the Thargoid menace from Canon Research. I've got good news for you lot this week. Both our Jesties and HR-784 were successfully defended. So congratulations are in order to all of those who participated. The Pilots Federation can breathe a bit easier knowing it does not have to deploy another rescue ship this week and focus on repairing previously damaged stations. This week, the Eagle Eye system determined that the new Thargoid targets are Dalfour and HR 1257. Now, some of you may remember these systems as ones previously targeted in the past, suggesting that the Thargoids are unable to strike systems without an ammonia world. Unless they are trying to establish a new breachhead as it didn't see it. This raises the question of whether the Thargoids are able to attack the home worlds or the superpowers, and furthermore, how will they get past the permit lock? To aid pilots in defending Dalfour and HR 1257, Aegis has deployed its megaships to nearby systems. The Vanguard has been deployed to Michael Pantazzi's, be careful that you keep your Pantazzi's up, whilst the Acropolis has been deployed to LHS 1599. Your mission, truckers, should you choose to accept it, and you better, will be to defend Dalfour and HR 1257. The newly revealed Hydra Interceptor has been sighted in the bubble. So be careful out there, since this new interceptor is far deadlier than anything we've ever dealt with before. Oh my goodness, it's the deadliest! Best of luck out there, truckers. And don't forget, for the mug!
Long-awaited communique, our sagacious leader is finally able to say that we are ready to retake Wise. After assessing the assets and identifying the intolerable, the wonderful work of Operation Wily has finally come to fruition, and we have booted out the baggage that was giving our adversaries the opportunity to taunt us with lockdowns and civil unrest. Finally, you can stop ignoring our entreaties to stay out of Wise and get stuck into the exciting task of winning it back, delivering control of the system without the annoyance of the additional assets. Apparently, we have some other systems too. Just check the Hutton Helper pages and help out in systems below 40%, please. Over in Colonia, we need to work Duriso only until the weekend and leave Aeol Procol Centauri alone. The outbreaks are generating profitable missions and trading. Working the top four factions in Trakath is still helpful as we work towards a sustainable expansion. Now, over to my beloved Norma with her boozy demands.
Citizens of the Bagui system are attempting to resurrect the ancient Oktoberfest celebration, an annual event based on a centuries-old Earth tradition. Due to the scale of the event, supplies of animal meat, fish and beer are being requested to be delivered to Leavitt Port in the Bagui system, and combat pilots are also required to kill wanted ships in the system to safeguard those delivering commodities. More on that later.